Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. After nearly 2 weeks of struggle, the OPEC ministers are meeting again this morning in a London hotel, hoping to come up with some benchmark oil price of $29 a barrel and new production quotas. Of the 13, only Venezuela has not signaled agreement because it would have to take a smaller piece of the pie. Martha Teichner has the London story.
That compromise is not an easy one for Venezuela, which has been trying to renegotiate $9 billion in debt. Venezuela is the only OPEC country being forced to give away actual production. Other countries are not producing up to the quotas they have been assigned. Saudi Arabia has agreed to a lower production quota, but it will act as a swing producer, producing more or less, depending on demand, within an overall OPEC production ceiling of 17.5 million barrels a day. There is some concern that OPEC's new benchmark price, $29 a barrel, will not hold. Oil ministers are watching to see what will happen if and when Britain cuts its price again, but OPEC is confident that oil markets will be stabilized. Martha Teichner, CBS News, London.
Gold gained some $10 an ounce in London trading today, selling for $431.75. The price apparently firming in the expectation that OPEC will agree on something. Secretary of State Schultz continues his personal involvement in the Israeli-Lebanese dispute today. Sam Ford reports from Washington.
Secretary of State George Shultz is scheduled to meet first with Lebanese Foreign Minister Ali Salem, then with Israeli Foreign Minister Yitzhak Shamir. Today's sessions follow a series of separate meetings the secretary held with the foreign ministers over the weekend. Israel's Shamir, after a four-hour meeting with Shultz yesterday, reiterated Israel's insistence on keeping its troops in southern Lebanon.
It is clear to us that the Lebanese government will not be able to control the security of its territory by its own forces.
State Department officials said Israel presented no new proposals during the meeting, but wanted to outline in detail its position to Shultz in person rather than through President Reagan's personal representative, Philip Habib. Although there are no signs of a breakthrough in getting the Israeli troops out of Lebanon, Lebanon Salem said after a meeting with Shultz Saturday he was confident an agreement could be reached. Sam Ford, CBS News, Washington.
The administration's request for more aid to El Salvador goes up to Capitol Hill for more hearings today, and Bill Lynch has the details.
State Department and Pentagon officials go before a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee today to promote the administration's case for an extra $110 million in military aid for El Salvador. They'll argue the money is needed quickly to train and equip government troops now hard-pressed to control leftist guerrillas. Congressional critics want any new aid tied to human rights and political reforms in El Salvador. As Colorado Democratic Senator Gary Hart put it yesterday, "We are not going to achieve democracy out of the barrel of a gun." Defense Secretary Weinberger on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation went beyond the domino theory, suggesting El Salvador's rebels are Soviet pawns on a global chessboard. Moscow's purpose, said Weinberger, is to pressure the United States with a gradual series of communist takeovers, forcing a U.S. retreat from Europe and Asia into a fortress America. The El Salvador debate could develop into a classic war power showdown between a Congress haunted by the specter of Vietnam and a president who sees a red menace approaching our borders. Bill Lynch, CBS News, Washington.
Some 5 million Salvadorans were without electricity late yesterday after an apparent bombing of a high-voltage tower. The rebels had threatened to attack the country's transportation and power system following the Pope's visit last week. Liberty City ghetto turned to real rocks last night, and Charles Gomez has the story.
For the second time in less than 3 months in Miami, racial violence has flared again. Gunfire crackled, rocks and bottles were hurled, and businesses were looted. A 40-block area was roped off. One woman was rushed to the hospital after rocks smashed through her car windows, and she was hit in the head. The disturbance was brought under control hours after it started. 31 people were arrested. This latest violence was touched off last night by a loud disco party in Miami's African Square Park, where 500 black youths gathered. Miami police spokesman Juan Santos said the crowd ignored requests to turn down the music.
We have to go back again because they turned on again. The last time as we were leaving, they started throwing rocks and bottles.
Miami black leaders say tensions between police and the black community persist, and this latest violence shows that such tensions can explode with even the slightest provocation. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Miami.
Unrest continues in Poland. Doug Tunnell reports from Warsaw.
There have been demonstrations in support of Solidarity and against the government in at least three Polish cities within the last 24 hours. All, like Solidarity itself, have been illegal, and so there have also been incidents and new arrests. By far the largest protest was in the city of Gdansk, just outside the shipyards. Riot police pulled out their nightsticks, surrounded the crowd, and it dispersed with only a handful of arrests. Eyewitnesses reported at least two demonstrators were beaten slightly while resisting detention. In Warsaw, thousands gathered in two large churches for masses honoring the internees and prisoners of martial law. After the services, the crowd strolled through a city center crowded with truckloads of riot police. The authorities were taking no chances, and there were no violent incidents. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Warsaw.
French municipal elections saw some erosion of popular support for the leftist government of François Mitterrand, but it was not as severe as some had predicted. Don Cladstrup reports from Paris.
The left lost control of 30 major cities, but everyone agreed it could have been worse. Some observers predicted conservatives would score another stunning upset in the second round of municipal elections. It didn't happen. Conservatives did take Paris, but leftists came out on top elsewhere, principally in Marseille and Lille, where Interior Minister Defferre and Prime Minister Moa were reelected to their jobs of mayor. In fact, all of the left's national leaders, most of them members of the cabinet, were victorious in closely fought contests. The results, nevertheless, constituted a warning to France's socialist government. The fact that many important socialists were nearly beaten revealed that many people in France are losing patience with the government, especially with how it is handling the economy. Don Cladstrup, CBS News, Paris.
The Zimbabwe opposition leader Nkomo has taken temporary refuge today in Britain, but vows he'll return to his homeland if he gets some assurance of personal safety from the government of Robert Mugabe, who now is running Zimbabwe. The West German state of Schleswig-Holstein held elections yesterday. Chancellor Kohl's Christian Democrats won 39 seats, the Social Democrats 34. The Green Party, that coalition of ecologists and anti-nuclear advocates, failed to get the 5% of the vote which was required to win any seats.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hautalette. The Reagan administration is putting its shoulder to the problem of foreign troop withdrawals from Lebanon. President Reagan has now scheduled a meeting early this afternoon with Israel's Foreign Minister Yitzhak Shamir, who's been in Washington conferring with Secretary of State George Shultz over the weekend. The president has also agreed to meet Lebanon's former prime minister, Saeb Salam, one of the leaders of Lebanon's Muslim community, within the next few days. Salam has come to Washington with a personal message to Mr. Reagan from Lebanon's president, Amin Jamil. Secretary Shultz, meanwhile, is working hard with the foreign ministers of both sides to get things moving. Sam Ford reports.
Lebanese Foreign Minister Elie Salam left his meeting with Secretary of State George Shultz on an upbeat note, saying he is confident an agreement can be reached soon to get Israeli troops out of Lebanon. Salam's tone contrasts sharply with that of Israeli Foreign Minister Yitzhak Shamir, who said here yesterday he sees Israeli troops remaining in Lebanon in coming months because Lebanese government forces are not strong enough to safeguard Israel's borders with Lebanon. Despite that, Salam said today there are no material differences keeping Israel and Lebanon from reaching an agreement, only psychological fears.
I believe that these fears are not justified. I believe that Lebanon has gone a long way. I believe that given the objective facts that are before us on the table, there should be absolutely no reason why an agreement should not be reached, and very, very soon.
Minutes after Salam left, Israel Shamir arrived for talks with Secretary Shultz, which are currently underway. Salam says he'll meet with Shultz again this evening. Sam Ford, CBS News at the State Department.
If you're a careful captain who runs a tight ship, then Safeco has your kind of insurance. Safeco Boat Insurance can save you a bundle. It protects your boat, trailer, and equipment, and you, your family, and friends, all on one convenient policy. And unlike some insurance, Safeco won't leave you high and dry when you travel. You're covered no matter where you sail in the U.S. and Canada. For more information, call an independent Safeco agent. Just check the yellow pages under insurance. Safeco, insurance for careful people.
News notes, a lively look at the passing scene. That's what we bring you Monday through Friday on most of these stations. I'm Charles Kuralt, CBS News, joining Andy Rooney, Diane Sawyer, Jeff Greenfield, Harry Reasoner, and Bob Schieffer. Each day you'll hear from one of us with a candid observation on life and the world around us. News notes from CBS News, Monday through Friday on most of these CBS Radio Network stations. It's something special.
The oil ministers of OPEC continue to work toward an oil pricing and production agreement. If Venezuela, the lone holdout, can be persuaded to go along, it's reported the session in London will produce a $5 a barrel cut in the base price of crude oil with strict production quotas for each OPEC country. The chairman of a House subcommittee probing the Environmental Protection Agency says it appears that perjury has been committed at congressional hearings. Democrat John Dingell of Michigan said today on the CBS Morning News that testimony before committees had varied widely, making it likely that perjury had occurred. Dingell also said it appears the Justice Department has had a hand in slowing down EPA legal actions against polluters. According to the White House, President Reagan has full confidence in a national security aide under investigation following a suspicious stock deal. A grand jury is looking into large profits made by Thomas Reed after his alleged purpose of the purchase of stock options with inside information. A congressional subcommittee is investigating as well. The CBS News broadcast 60 Minutes reported Sunday that Reed had falsified records connected with the transaction. An opinion poll published in the current issue of Time magazine says that President Reagan's stock has gone down. A telephone inquiry of 1,008 registered voters indicates that 46% now consider Mr. Reagan not to be a leader you can trust, as against 57% in May 1981. 54% would prefer any acceptable Democrat over President Reagan in 1984. Stocks after this.
March 31st, 1983. It's a Thursday and the last day you could save hundreds of dollars with 11.9% financing at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. With 11.9 annual percentage rate, you could save through March 31st on every new 82 or 83 Ford car, light truck, and Mercury and Lincoln cars, except 83 Thunderbird and Cougar. Dealer contribution may affect savings, one per qualified customer. You must take delivery by March 31st. Now's the time. 11.9 is the rate.
From the last desperate hours of Nazi Germany to the treacherous jungles of South America, Alistair MacLean takes you down a river of revenge and murder. A river of death. River of Death by Alistair MacLean, the new national bestseller from the author who thrilled you with Athabasca. River of Death. Finally in paperback from Fawcett.
A massive transit strike may hit Philadelphia at midnight. The local transport workers union rejected a pay offer over the weekend, but talks continue. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average down 7.54. Volume on the big board, 28 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 1110.20. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.
News notes and comment. I'm Charles Kuralt, CBS News. Too much of a good thing. After this.
The next time you're ready to sit down to a nice family meal, you can't be sure Dad will be
home on
time.
Honey, but I got stuck behind a cement truck, 25 miles an hour.
More than Freddie Jr. will ever get off the phone.
So did you ask her out? Really?
But you be sure of one thing. The Golden Star canned ham you serve will be as lean and tender as always, because it's always the very heart of the ham, the tender choice fillet.
Your ham was great, Mom.
Golden Star canned ham by Armour. One thing you can be sure of.
Tonight on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Silicon Valley is California's high-tech heaven, the place where the silicon chip revolution began, launching American high-technology industries into a much-needed revitalization. But the boom that started in California is spreading, And now, new parts of the country are in the chips. The story on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather, tonight on the CBS Television Network.
I stepped into a stationery store the other night, the sort of neighborly place that used to sell life and good housekeeping and maybe photoplay. I had in mind to buy a magazine. Something has happened to magazines while I wasn't looking. What I found in there was a World's Fair of magazines. There were the city and state and regional magazines, Detroit, Dallas, St. Louis, San Diego, San Francisco, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, California, Texas, Louisiana, Vermont. That was a pretty one, Vermont. Alaska, Aloha, Pacific Northwest, Soviet Life. And then over there were magazines on film, dozens of them, and theater, and records, and music, and television, daytime TV, nighttime TV, cable TV, satellite TV, home video, British films, British heritage, British country life, American country life, modern American life, women's magazines, men's magazines, kids' magazines, decorating magazines, magazines on fish and birds and cats and dogs, magazines for singles, marrieds, cooks and scholars, magazines about advertising and broadcasting and entrepreneurship, sailing, scuba diving, gun collecting, motorcycles, old cars, new cars, airplanes, the Civil War, macrame, foreign policy, high fashion, coins, stamps, some magazines in French and in Italian and German and Japanese. I stood rooted to a spot in the middle of that floor, turning like a weather vane in a light breeze. In this heaven of magazines, I couldn't put my hand out for a single one. Suddenly, it seemed there was far too much to find out. The only thing I had a prayer of succeeding at was finding out as little as possible. I managed that pretty well. I bought some mints. There were too many of those, too. And I left. News Notes. I'm Charles Kuralt, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm David Jackson. There's an oil deal in London at last. The reported price, $29. Reported production, 17.5 million barrels a day. It's all a little sketchy at the moment. Dan Raviv is on scene at the OPEC talks.
The ministers have come down from the mountain, down from their meeting rooms, that is, at this fancy London hotel. Two Arab oil ministers told reporters that a full agreement has been reached. After 12 days of talks here, there's a new, lower price of oil. It's reliably reported to be $29 a barrel, down from $34 a barrel. This is the first time ever that OPEC has lowered its prices. In addition, there's an agreement on how to apportion the world oil market, how much oil each country can produce. The details are to be announced at a news conference at this hour. Dan Raviv, CBS News, at the OPEC conference in London.
What'll it all mean at the gas pump? Estimates vary, but most analysts see a gasoline price drop of between a nickel and a dime a gallon. More news coming up.
When you rent a car, why settle for a toy?
Here's your teddy bear.
And a toy car.
And the keys to your compact.
When Budget will rent you a luxurious Lincoln for less money.
A Lincoln instead of a toy?
Budget has an offer no trinkets can match. Through June 30th, rent a roomy Lincoln for only $39.95 a day with advance reservations at Budget. That's less than Hertz and Avis charge for a compact car at most locations. Details at participating Budget locations. You get more than just a car at Budget.
Toys are for kids. I'll take the Lincoln.
Not too long ago, conserving energy seemed to be a fad. But for most people today, it's a necessity. Hi, Pat Summerall to say True Value Hardware Stores can help you save energy and money with their efficient gas and electric water heaters. Features like high-density insulation and an automatic energy cutoff help save energy, while complete do-it-yourself instructions let you save money on installation. Stop and see their energy-saving True Value gas and electric water heaters today, exclusively at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers.
Key Republicans and Democrats troop from Capitol Hill to the White House this afternoon for a talk about crime. President Reagan will be outlining new anti-crime legislation he'll send to Congress this week. Included, recommended changes in the insanity defense, the exclusionary rule on illegally gathered evidence, and bail and sentencing procedures. Washington's Middle East Peace Press is full court today. Israel's Foreign Minister Shamir is to meet with President Reagan this afternoon after a session with Secretary of State Schultz. The U.S. wants quicker Israeli action on a deal to get foreign troops out of Lebanon. The Lebanese Foreign Minister, Salem, is in town, too, and after he met with Schultz, he said a troop withdrawal deal is near.
Lebanon is a country that is now determined to regain its independence, its sovereignty, its unity, and we are depending on the support that we will be getting from the United States and other democratic countries to attain this objective.
1,000 supporters of Solidarity rallied outside the Lenin shipyards in Gdansk. They jeered Polish police and sang patriotic songs. The demonstration broke up peacefully. None of the police truncheons of yesterday. Police stopped former Solidarity leader Wałęsa from attending yesterday's rally. He stayed away from today's, saying he feared a provocation. North Korea rallied thousands of people for a demonstration there today denouncing war fever in the West. The march was staged as an American Navy ship steamed south toward South Korea for joint war games involving 200,000 troops. Anti-government rebels in El Salvador followed weekend power line bombings with an attack today on one of the country's most important sugar refineries. They used mortars and rockets. Officials say 2 government soldiers were killed, 15 wounded. Zimbabwe's opposition leader on the run, Joshua Nkomo, slipped out the back door of a London hotel this morning and was whisked away to an undisclosed location. He arrived in London yesterday insisting he is not exiled, says he'll go home as soon as he gets firm assurances that he won't be killed. On Wall Street at the hour, the Dow Industrial Average down 6.28 at 1111.46. Big Board volume so far, 35.5 million shares. We'll have more news coming up.
When I'm on tour, not a week goes by that someone doesn't come up to me and ask me to sign a can of Pennzoil.
Arnold Palmer for Pennzoil.
I'm always happy to put my name on a Pennzoil can because I believe in what's in it. Engine protection you can trust. That's why I've been asking for Pennzoil for as long as I can remember. When I find a good thing, I stick with it.
Pennzoil Motor Oil. Quality protection. Ask for it.
Traveling? Let me be your weekend guide for the best holiday values. I'm Steve Birnbaum, travel editor of Good Housekeeping magazine. On my weekend broadcast, I tell you about resorts where your dollar goes farther, new customs regulations, latest airline bargains, where to write for tourist information. Seasoned traveler or beginner, I think you'll enjoy traveling Saturday and Sunday on most of these CBS radio network stations. It's something special.
A recession relief package is still hung up in the Senate with an amendment that the president says would trigger a veto. The amendment would repeal the 10% withholding on interest and dividends that's due to start July 1st. There is public support for repealing the new withholding. Senate Finance Chairman Bob Dole says it'll cost his office $300,000 just to answer all the mail he's received on it. Much of it, he says, is very unpleasant, and some letters threaten his life. David Jackson, CBS News.